It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The U.S. Open heads to Long Island, New York this week for the 8th time in the tournament's history.
This is the oldest golf clubhouse in the United States at Shinnecock Hills, New York, where the U.S. Open is returned.
Shinnecock Hills Golf Club, host site of the second U.S. Open in 1896. I'm pretty sure Swag was there.
You know, my age, the mind starts playing tricks.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Dirt and Spray with Andy Dirt Johnson.
Beautifully struck there, right at the flag.
Watch out for this one. This is shot of his life.
And Brandon Sprague.
Corey Pavin, U.S. Open champion.
Oh, thanks.
Does that sound good?
Well, that sounds so awesome, I can't even tell you how good that sounds to me.
U.S. Open Week on The Fan is brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club. There's no better course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at LangdonFarms.com. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 FM and 1080 AM. The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here. Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM. The Fan, 1080 AM. The Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your Tuesdays are off to a great start. We have a lot to get to. In this hour of radio, I will get to the mail sack in one moment. Just a little bit of housekeeping here first.
Mail sack!
How about this? Now, I hope that I'm okay to read this on the air, but it's so cool that I want to. I apologize if I'm spoiling something. But if you text it in, I'm assuming the person, it'll make sense in a moment. What? Somebody's saying, for a Father's Day gift, you ready for this?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My dad and I are both Montana State grads.
There we go.
Huge fans. Mm-hmm. Montana State won their first FCS title in 41 years this year. Won the national championship. Their defensive coordinator left, moved to a new team. I don't know where he went, but he left to a new team. He said, I reached out to him, and he sent me the sideline play sheet from the game, and I framed it. And that's his Father's Day. How badass
that's
is that?
That's cool. That's an emotional
that's
gift.
That's what I'm saying.
Reveal.
I'm hoping the dad isn't listening and I'm not like spoiling
Could
something
you imagine?
Here. If I just ruined that, I apologize.
Hey,
but
man,
I wanted
I was
to read that on the air.
Show and this guy's son got him the play sheet. Could you imagine how cool that would be?
And now, well, now it's going to even be even better if that's the way it's viewed. Like that, dude.
That's
how
a great
sick
gift.
Would that be to have something along, like, or I don't know what it would be for all of us in our sports fandoms, like having the lineup card for the Braves World Series game. Like, how sick. Like, the one in the dugout frame.
Really
like,
cool.
Man, that'd be a badass. That's a cool gift. A couple more quick thoughts on historians, because I'm not going to let this die. Somebody, let me see here. We have multiple people who work at museums texting into the show.
Okay.
This one is from somebody who has a degree in history from Washington State.
Okay, go Cougs.
Go Cougs. Definitely need to have a history degree to say you're a historian.
I
work at the High Desert Museum in Bend.
All right.
Too many people only look at things from a singular point of view who don't study it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Now another one. Hold on. I got to scroll here for a moment, but it's too good to pass up and read. Hi, my name is Adam. I don't consider myself a historian, but I work at the Bigfoot Museum in Boring, Oregon. It's a pretty cool job. I don't have a degree. We do field research. Are we counting Adam as a historian? I did not know that we had a Bigfoot Museum in Boring, Oregon.
That's right up the road from my house.
Is it really?
Your Boring, Oregon is a 10-minute drive.
Have you ever been to the Bigfoot Museum?
I have not. Oh, you know what? It's right off of, I think it's right off the highway.
You need to do some show research.
I think we're going to need to go to the, I want to go to the Bigfoot Museum. What do we got in there?
I know where it is.
Okay.
Because my daughter had a soccer pizza party.
Like,
kind of
right close by.
Yeah.
Check out Bigfoot for a second.
Well, okay. So a follow-up question here is like, I think he's correct in saying he's not a historian.
But yes.
You can absolutely be well-versed in the history of when Bigfoot became a cultural icon.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, like, if you go to a museum, tour guides, they're not the historians.
No, but they know enough about it, the lay of the land.
Yeah. I did this a little bit as a kid. I got super into Bigfoot for about 2 months.
You're a Bigfoot kid, huh? I was never a Bigfoot kid.
I just thought the idea, I loved Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a great movie for me.
That's true. That picture of the guy, the walking Bigfoot,
yeah,
that famous iconic one.
The Patterson film.
That'll rattle you.
So I went to the library, and I rented borrowed a book from the library on Bigfoot, and I read all about that Patterson film, and I was convinced it was all real. And then he admitted on his deathbed that no, indeed, he faked the whole thing.
The entire thing was fake.
That was an iconic strip of film at one point in the cultural phenomena of Bigfoot history.
It's probably one of the most recognizable photos in American history
because it was so far away, and
yes,
it's in black and white, and it's a giant creature.
How cool would you feel if you were able to pull that off, too, by the way?
You had to, yeah.
Like, if that was you came up with the idea and that picture you took circulated in every time Bigfoot came up
still
for
does.
Decades to come.
People still air it.
Even though he's admitted it was a fake.
The whole thing was a setup, but man, it was a great setup.
We appreciate all our historians out there. Let's be historians together. It is time for the Sparta TRT Mail Sack.
Dirt and Sprague answer.
Yeah.
This is the Mail Sack.
Mail Sack time.
Mail Sack.
Brought to you by Sparta TRT.
This is Sparta!
Committed to safe, simple, straightforward testosterone replacement and male performance therapy. Go to SpartaTRT.com for more.
Mail Sack.
That's right, it's Sparta TRT Mail Sack, brought to you by, you guessed it, Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym, just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge, win at the second half of life, SpartaTRT.com.
You can't stop it from coming. Really? Really? Good Lord.
Well done, Swag.
That was such an unfortunate.
That's a quick turnaround.
She can't stop it from coming.
Mail Sack time. The last 8 NBA finals have had 16 different teams. 8 NBA finals. Have they really?
Can you say that one more time? I'm sorry. I got numb nuts over here making me laugh about sex with my wife.
You want me to play it one more time?
No. She can't stop it from coming.
Sorry. You want me to read the question one more time?
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah,
yes,
dude.
Yes, please read the Mail Sack question again.
What's that? Never mind. The last 8 NBA finals have had 16 different teams.
Yeah, 2 teams every year.
In the last 8, there's been 2 teams every year? I don't think that's true.
Name the repeat.
Miami went twice.
Not back-to-back.
No, but in the last 8 NBA finals, if one team went twice, wouldn't that make it 15 teams?
Well, I think technically what they're saying is it's been 2 different teams every time.
Yes.
Not like,
yeah.
I think there's an in-between of what
we're
saying here.
The point,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, because Miami has gone and lost twice in the finals. They lost to Denver and they lost to the Lakers in the bubble.
Correct.
So it hasn't been.
Unless they're not counting the bubble title, which many people do not.
Maybe that's a no counties for them. Yeah. I digress. The point remains a lot of different teams have been there. If the trend were to continue next year and we get 2 new teams, who would be your picks to make the 2027 NBA Finals? My picks are Detroit versus Minnesota.
Oh, so that would mean
so
Minnesota.
You would go 2 new. You'd have to go 2 new teams in order to play this game.
So you're not counting the Thunder here, then, right? And according to you,
according to that logic, you're not counting a team who has been or won.
I'll go Lakers.
Lakers are. I mean, the Lakers. Technically,
they went in 2020.
They went in 2021. They're in that time frame in the last 8 years.
Okay, touche. And I can't take Denver.
And you can't take Denver. They've won. Here are your candidates.
Minnesota would have to make a
trade. You
know
trade. Who's a
They're
decent
not
candidate?
Back and getting to the finals.
Teams like Houston.
Houston.
I don't think Houston's going to make the move.
I mean, I don't either.
Pick
but
Houston.
Philly. The Blazers.
obviously.
Yeah, the Heat are the only team.
They're the only team that's been twice, so right?
We've had 15 teams.
In the last 8 years.
In the last 8 years.
Yeah, and the Heat, but the Heat went twice and lost
the
twice.
The Heat went lost to the Lakers and lost to the Nuggets.
Yeah, I don't know if I can Cleveland? Pick anybody Cleveland would else be in this in the last Minnesota. 8 years. I'm thinking the West right
just
now.
Just in the West.
The East is easier for me to do
Clippers
that.
Pull off a Jaylen Brown deal for the fifth pick, and Jaylen Brown and Kawhi Leonard.
And they don't
Kawhi? You keep Kawhi. And then I don't know what that doesn't make sense for Boston, but you get my point.
You somehow get like a guard in there that you really like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Clippers or Minnesota.
Dallas can't be it either because Dallas has been. I was going to say, could Dallas take the San Antonio jump, but they just went a couple of years ago.
23, 24.
Yeah, I'm with you on Houston not doing it, but they of all the like applicable candidates, Houston and Minnesota are your two.
It would be Houston, Minnesota, or the Clippers.
Yes.
I'm going to say.
Unless some team totally overhauls their roster.
I'm going to say Atlanta.
Ooh, Atlanta in the East. Okay.
I would take Atlanta, and I'm going to take.
The Fighting CJs?
I'm going to take the Clippers because I think if a team is to get Jaylen Brown randomly in the West.
Ballmer's the most willing to go above the second apron and do whatever.
And they're going to get hit by some penalty, right, that includes. So you try to make a move and get a Jaylen Brown knowing you're not going to have a draft pick that you even have left. Yeah, I would go that. I'd go Clippers and Hawks.
I'm going to go Philly in the East.
I like that.
Like, Embiid obviously is a massive wild card. Got to stay healthy, but I love their backcourt solid for years to come. George, how many games did he miss with his PED suspension this year?
I think.
Chunk of the season, so let's not take steroids and get suspended, and maybe that you get Embiid healthy at the right time late in the year. I think Philly would be my candidate.
Yep.
And then it's got to be Minnesota. Minnesota is the easiest bet in the West, although I still think that's a tough putt for them to get over.
Minnesota's a good
OKC
one.
OKC and San Antonio.
They need to make the move.
You got to do something more.
That team's not getting to the finals.
Swag, who are you going with?
I will go with Minnesota. I think they're literally one good move away from having a team, and I will go with the Detroit Pistons.
What's the move Detroit needs? What does Detroit need?
Literally,
they need shooters.
They have no
offense.
They
need shooters.
Yeah,
to space around Cade Cunningham.
They're not going to trade Durin.
No. Is Washington going to consider moving Trae Young?
That's reportedly the deal is Miami. If they can't get Giannis, is willing to go try to go get Trae Young. And if Washington's going to take Peterson like we talked about earlier, Trae Young, Peterson don't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, they're the same guy.
They're trying to move off AD, so they're clearly in a restart here.
They're doing the let's acquire assets to move them rebuild where they got Anthony Davis and Trae Young and everybody thought, huh? And then if you end up flipping those guys for young pieces or draft picks, I think it makes far more sense.
What about Trae Young in Minnesota?
Yeah, I mean, that's not – Minnesota's
Again,
in a weird
can
spot.
Can Trae Young play off the ball? Because Ant's going to have the ball a lot.
I mean, Trae Young's bringing the ball up.
What's their draft capital look like now? Have they gotten through all the Rudy Gobert picks that they traded?
I take that back because they just got DeSomo from the Bulls. So that wouldn't make
any
sense. It
was awesome in the postseason for them.
So I think to your point, it would have to be
Detroit.
A Detroit-type team that needs somebody.
Desperately needs a shot creator and a guy that can go get a bucket when things bog down.
Yeah, I think bringing Cade off the ball late in the shot clock is better than him just dribbling at the top of the key.
Yeah.
Everybody gaps up, and then he's got to go one on three.
Yeah. Who's Detroit's point guard?
It's Cade.
It's Cade.
But do they have he's not in the traditional sense. Maybe they just don't have one. It was Ivy, and then he kind of lost it.
No, it's definitely Cade.
Cade, okay. All righty, let's see what else we got here. Mail sack time. Would you rather watch Game 7 with an awful commentator, like objectively the worst one in the business, or watch the game on mute with no crowd, no audio, no game sound? And
watch it on mute.
I'm taking bad broadcasting.
I can't watch a game on mute. It would kill the vibe for me.
Yeah, I even if the commentary is bad, they might say something funny worth bringing up on the show, and I need the reaction. Like, how would I have known watching that game 5 that it was maybe a 60-40 crowd Knicks Spurs split? Wouldn't have unless I had the volume up to hear every Nick bucket get the kind of reaction it did.
Or the tip in from OG in game 4 and the crowd pop.
You would have deprived yourself of the crowd pop on the OG tip, and that's a really good point just because the guy wasn't very good.
I've always thought about the idea
or the gal
putting something together where you could watch a game just with the in arena sound. I'd be down to try that a time or two.
They give that to you on League Pass once in a while. During commercials, they just go straight to the arena feed.
Kind of show you the...
And it's like you hear the games that they play.
Right.
The WNBA has this as well. You just get the arena noise.
Yeah, just give me arena noise. Let me watch a game. I mean, I love my commentators, but there's times where you're like, I don't really need this guy right now. I know what's going on.
Dude, there's some broadcasters I don't like. I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's too odd to me.
Without the sound on?
I need, even if it's bad commentary that doesn't help me, I kind of need it.
I have a hard time. I find this with the quad box stuff on YouTube TV because I like doing that, and you can watch four things at the same time. The tough part is I have a really hard time watching the ones that the audio is not connected to. Does that make sense? Where you're not, because you can choose which one has the audio.
Yeah.
Watching the other ones while listening to, you're hearing the audio of one, but you're trying to watch another one.
Sure.
Kind of throws you off, makes it a little complicated. Mail sack question. Have you ever helped or gotten someone a job where you work and ended up regretting it? I'm going to no comment on this one and pass to you because I don't want to tell that story.
Dirk got an internship for a guy who got arrested. That's a great story.
Yeah, not good.
Not a great story, but
no,
a
horrible story.
It's a horrible story.
Horrible story.
But
very serious crimes were committed.
Yeah,
yeah,
to say the least.
Not good.
Yeah, I mean, I've shared this before. Now, getting a job for somebody, that's a little different. Like, you know, I think I helped get Marcus Greaves in our building.
Yeah, yeah.
He ended up getting a job, and then he moved coin, and now he's in the ATL Shouty. I vouched for somebody to get an internship because they had an Oregon State tie, and back when we'd get in at like 10 a.m., he showed up at 10, and by 10:20, he was caught in our snack room watching Netflix. And I remember saying, because at this point, it was like two weeks in, he had already established that he was not
going to get a lot
a
done.
Very hard worker for us in any way.
Nothing's,
he just wanted to be on air.
Nothing's getting accomplished.
And I saw him watching Netflix, and I go, "What? What are you doing?" And he goes, "I'm watching Netflix." And I remember
he said,
just,
"I'm taking a break or something."
I remember just going, "You got here 20 minutes ago." And he goes, "Well, I usually take a break anyway." And I go, "Okay." And at that point, I quit. I did not like him. I was not going to vouch for him. I wasn't going to fight for him for anything. Right. I will never forget that, because that was me. Like, he emailed. I corresponded with him. I was like, "Hey, okay, I'll put in a word."
Yeah.
And they chose him, and he got in here, and he got put on our show. And 20 minutes after getting here, he was caught watching Netflix because he was mentally exhausted from doing nothing.
The idea
of one of the
that,
more useless workers I've ever been around in my life.
Oh, horrible, horrible. Nothing ever got done. It's so funny, the different thought process that people go in spots like that. I remember back to getting my internship here, and it was like, dude, I'll do anything over and above. Like, whatever you want, I'm going to give you 20 times the amount you want. You mean run the board for a Frozen Four game? I'm giving you 17 play-by-play cuts, and not a single one's going to get used, but you're getting an email with seven. Here's a big save in the third period,
bitch. And you're
putting
Isaac Suk on the
email. And Isaac and Suk are getting that email, and our boss is getting that email. I'm doing anything I can possibly to stand out in order to get a job. And the idea of showing up and doing that?
Yeah.
It just, I don't understand. Yeah. That mindset is really, really interesting to
now,
me.
Now, I'm going to follow this up and be really honest here.
Okay, be honest.
I've also been given a gig, and I quit after one shift.
You did. I remember that.
Wait, which one do you?
There's one in our show timeline that I think you quit after one day.
I'm just one of those people that, like, when I do it and I don't like it, I'm not going to keep doing it.
I'm jealous of that for you. Like, there's an honesty level that you can get to that's good. I'm like, this job are not going to jive.
I know I'm going to hate this.
I'm going to hate this. You're going to hate me.
Why waste my time and why waste your time?
Nothing's getting done here. See you later. Thanks for the opportunity.
It was the old bowling alley next to your high school.
Ooh, yeah, they tore that down, turned it into a Target.
And now
the Target's getting torn down.
Yeah, I remember knowing the manager, and they gave me a gig, and I was like, okay, so I showed up, and I remember just already showing up feeling awful. And I had to simultaneously go retrieve a gutter ball as one drunk jackass wouldn't stop rolling on the other lane. And then literally as I came back and almost died three different times, the lady goes, "I need you to go to the bathroom. Someone just threw up." And I remember thinking, like,
I'm out of here.
I'm not doing this anymore.
How much are you paying me? $6.95 an hour? I'm done.
I didn't come back after I told her I was taking a break.
You just did the break and leave? Ballsy.
Irish goodbye.
You Irish goodbye a job. God, I love a good Irish goodbye. That might be the best of all time.
She called me twice and didn't answer.
No, I'm not answering that phone.
My person that got me the job was like, hey, they reach out. Why? What happened? I go, I quit.
I'm not doing that.
Like, did you tell them? No.
No, I'm not. Nah.
I told them I'm not showing up anymore.
I think they got the message. I think they're well aware of that. Somebody said I got a job for a friend a week later at training. They drug tested him and he failed for cocaine.
Oh. Which probably leads to you getting drug tested, right?
Going
to
be great.
That's probably the worst because they're like, wait, you know this guy? You
it's a ricochet
out with this
drug
guy?
Test? Now all of a sudden, hey, by the way, Billy, we're going to need you to take a drug test. Wait, what about, why me? I didn't do anything wrong. No, so why, have you ever gotten somebody a job that didn't go well?
Well, I don't know. People can, I mean, I don't get half the staff hired, apparently. So. I mean... I was running the intern program for a number of years.
You were.
So I'll let everybody else decide.
That's a great response right there. We have some more Sparta TRT mail sack on the other side. Back after this, 105.1 FM The Fam.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, welcome back in. We are in the middle of a Sparta TRT mail sack. Whether you're hitting the gym, just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch on the sidelines or claim your edge. Win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com.
Let's go. Time to nut up or shut up.
The rest of the sack, Dan, I will.
I got a couple that I want to read real quick before you go.
Oh, okay. What are these? Are these mail sack questions?
Well, one of them's not so much a question. It's more of a do you remember? So I had a friend reach out on, this would have been Friday, random text, like wasn't texting with this person. They reached out to me.
Out of left field.
And they said they have a coworker that went to school with you. And so I responded with, did they go to high school with Dirt?
Oh, with me.
With
okay.
you, yeah.
Okay.
And they said they went to school with Dirt since elementary school, and then they told a funny story about going to school with you. And I said,
oh, what was the story? Is it shareable on air?
I basically was like, what's the story? Yeah. We literally work with somebody that he went to high school with that he doesn't even remember. And they said, oh, well, he should remember this. In third grade,
I definitely don't remember that. But
he farted in
it.
Class and got a lot of trouble, but he thought it was really funny. And for about a year, his claim to fame was being the guy that disrupted class with a fart.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Not trying to be a chotch.
I don't remember that, but I think it's 100% true. I probably did that in third grade.
I said his nickname is Dirt, so this would absolutely
I want to know names now. Can I get names?
Rachel, I don't want to give the last name, but Rachel was in
there. Ah, okay. Yeah. All right. I remember Rachel. The claim to fame was I farted in third grade.
Yeah.
She remembers my third grade farts, huh? That must have been a powerful fart. Do you guys remember anything from third grade? I don't remember nothing from third grade.
Well, I went through this the other day. I can still name every elementary school teacher I had.
You can?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I can only name three,
like,
I think.
Easy.
Easily? Really? Yeah.
Miss Young, Miss Roth, Miss Johnstone, Miss Retz, Miss Springer, Mr. Landreth. Boom.
I could do kindergarten Miss Tersey. I could do first grade Miss Duncan. They were both wonderful. And then I don't remember, until fifth grade, I remember Mr. Baugh was the best because he'd play like football and he'd come out at recess and he was into sports and we would talk.
That was my fifth grade teacher.
He was the guy I will never forget.
He was a big Duck fan. So it was Duck year all over the classroom. We would talk about Elway winning the Super Bowl. Mm. Like, that was a big deal. He was a huge sports fan. Made it way, way more enjoyable.
Big farter in third grade. Guess what, boys? You know what? Still got it.
I don't think that talent leaves you. This one from the great Timmy Monas.
Yeah, what's Timmy Monas got?
He shot us a mail sack question.
Mm-hmm.
He shot a sign. It's a sign next to a gas station that says, "Fat people are harder to kidnap. Stay safe and buy lots of snacks here."
You're not wrong.
His question is, where have all great signs gone, and have you seen any great ones in your lifetime? Why don't more companies have fun doing battle with boards?
Shout out the Hoggies.
That is a great point from Tim Onis. Shout out for the question. I have not seen many good ones lately, and I think it's such a missed opportunity. There's a bar in our neighborhood that I remember when the Blazers went up for sale. They announced it. What was that, a little over a year ago? And they announced that they were going to sell the team. They had, I can't remember the exact phrasing of it, but essentially it was something along the lines of, "We have a donation cup for the, like, come donate inside. We're going to buy the Blazers." Or it was, a funny way when you drove by that you would read it and you laugh, like, "Oh, that's a solid sign right there." I think it's such an underutilized thing of businesses. I don't know why more of them don't do it.
The only one I can think of was a few years back, and it was a road sign next to a bikini barista shop, and it was like the itty-bitty-titty coffee committee. She can't stop it from coming, and I was like, that's a great sign. I just remember thinking that's fantastic sign.
You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
Time to drop trial and hog out.
That $6 coffee now is $35.
Gone up a little bit in price.
No, but if you want the show.
Yeah, that's well. You know,
I can't imagine that's just a $6 cup of coffee.
The second the nut hits my lip, I spit it out.
You got to wonder how long those cars are parked next to those windows.
Yeah, dude, what are you doing over there?
Are those phones? What are those conversations like?
It's like driving by a strip club at 11 a.m. on my way home. Like, why are there 8 cars in the parking lot right now?
The Pussy Willow is really bringing it in today.
Mail sack question. Does a hole in one from White Tees count?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah. No, it's no counties. Play the blues, you little bitch.
I wonder why he's saying that right now.
No, of course it counts. Of course it does.
Why would the White Tee hole in one not count?
Yeah, I'm not a tee slob. I do enjoy, like, I understand the mathematics.
You mean tee snob?
Yeah, what did I say?
Slob.
Oh, tee slob. I guess maybe I am a little bit of a tea slob. I'm also not a tea snob, but I understand, like, the benefits of playing the blue tees. But yeah, if you want to play whites, you get a hole in one.
It's not like you teed off from the kitty tees.
Right. If you're teeing off from the, never mind. Mail sack question. With Wembanyama's dirty play during the playoffs, has he laid the foundation of being the new most hated villain in the NBA?
Ooh.
After witnessing his play, I definitely will be cheering against him for the rest of his career.
You know, that's a very valid question. Yeah. I just don't think you're going to jump the likes
of
a Draymond and a Dylan Brooks.
Those are the top two?
Dylan Brooks. James Harden's still up there.
Let me ask you this. So,
you think Harden's a villain? I think people laugh at Harden.
I think it's more of a punching bag than a villain. This is because I don't disagree that people, I think, hate Draymond and Brooks more than they do Wemby. This is like the crazy and hot scale of, like, when does his
talent dominant make it more of a hateable
make
thing?
Him more of a villain, right? Because the other
guys
certainly
more than Brooks and Draymond.
They're fine, like, whatever. They're good players to have.
Well, who would be the second best player villain? If Wemby's one,
I think SGA is a villain to a lot of people, to be honest, with the way he plays and the flopping. It's a different style of villain.
Acts of violence.
It's a totally different style, but I think more people watch him and root against him than watch him and root for him.
That's and maybe hard that's to say too a villain,
no,
though.
We're talking about dirty guys taking
dirty,
cheap shots.
Okay. Stepping under Brunson, shoving him with your hand, like kicking elbowing Nas Reed in the neck. Like, that's some dirty ass, man.
I'm trying to think of another good, like really good player who does. CJ was always a
super dirty player.
But...
I would say this from the finals, because I had
Chris
final
Paul
stuff
was
show.
This way, I think.
I thought he was
time.
Dirty forever.
Super dirty.
That was one of the more disappointing takeaways I had, because I understand not wanting to root for the Spurs and Wemby because they might be a dynasty and whatnot.
Right.
Seeing him be dirty and not be able to register his emotions and keep it in check, I hated that. Like, I actually think part of what builds it up, aside from winning the title, being the finals MVP, being the quiet, humble superstar, I actually think part of what helps the Brunson legacy is weirdly how dirty I thought Wemby was, and the 6'2 guy looking up going, I don't care, dude. I'm going to beat you.
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge thing. I was really disappointed to walk away from the playoffs and go, cool, Wemby's dirty.
Kind of. I was going to get to that segment a little bit earlier, and I'm glad somebody asked a mail sack question on it, because it is... It is interesting of the thought of Wemby coming into the playoffs to coming out of the playoffs. It does seem like the perception has changed a little bit.
Yeah.
That it's become more of a, I think there's a lot of people who are already against it because you're like, oh God, here comes this 7'5" freak that nobody's going to be able to stop.
Yep.
And this sucks. We have a dynasty, because we do this anytime a team gets good. And then it usually doesn't end up being the case. So that's kind of where it started. In the aftermath of the playoffs, I feel like a lot of people came away from that run saying, screw this guy, dude. And it wasn't just one series. It wasn't one moment. I think we're smart enough and nuanced enough to understand mistakes will happen, or like a one random elbow should not ruin your entire reputation. When he had something in almost every series of the playoffs, there was something from all the way back to when he played us.
Think about the first possession against us in game one.
He landed on top of somebody.
Bodied the hell out of Denny. They didn't call anything.
No foul call. And then you get the Nas Reed elbow. You get the stuff against OKC. Like, it just never, and then all the way, obviously, through the
year. So in your category, though, that I think this is a different thing to separate, right?
Hated players and villains is definitely two different things. That's totally fair.
KD is one of these. Yeah. Luka, I think, is this for a lot of people.
I think James Harden would fall into this category. He's definitely a hated player in the NBA.
Whereas, like, Brooks almost just makes me laugh of his villainness, right? Like, I poke bears. And then you don't talk to the media.
When you lose.
Because you got, oh, and you're sitting courtside smiling. You've been eliminated, dude. What are you sitting courtside acting like you're trolling here?
Being a villain.
Draymond, who is a good player, but he's a role guy, right? He's an elite role guy.
Yeah.
Those are villains. I can't think of any, like, Wemby's probably the standalone. People are going to hate him because of the skill and the talent, but also the combination of he actually commits dirty play.
Yes, he's an elite player who is dirty when he doesn't have to be. And I think that's part of the hatred for SGA, is you understand his talent, and you're like, why?
Why'd you flop?
Why?
But I thought that was what was great about Game 7.
Fall down every time you shoot the ball.
He didn't do it in Game 7.
He did not do it in Game 7. He did not. One more here quickly. Mail sack question. Excluding ABA championships, which of the 10 NBA franchises that have never won a title do you think is closest to winning one next season? The Suns? The Jazz, the Pacers. Pacers are an interesting team next year.
The Timberwolves?
Clippers, Hornets, Grizzlies, Timberwolves, Nets, Pelicans, or Magic? Those are your 10 franchises who have never won an NBA championship.
Probably the Timberwolves.
I think based on our conversation...
Are we sleeping on the Pacers for next year?
It's just...
No, I don't think anybody's going to sleep on them.
What does Halliburton look like when he comes back?
Yeah.
There's an uncertainty. Certainly,
Achilles injury, sure.
Yeah.
Because that just happened about a year ago to the day.
Yeah, he'll have the full off season at least of runway, because it takes about a calendar year, right, to get back to kind of where you're feeling, and now you get a full off season. So, maybe he'll be a little bit ahead of schedule.
You know, a sneaky one in the conversation earlier that we're not considering, and I'm not saying they make the leap to title, the Hornets are fascinating.
Yeah, what move do the Hornets make to capitalize on their big year? Or do they just kind of run it back and say, let these guys grow?
No, they need some more pieces. I don't think they're a complete team yet. Certainly, you expect a certain level of development with their young talent, but I don't think they're a complete...
Like, what's their over-under going to be this year? It has to be like 38, 39, 40?
It depends on
it
how...
It has to be in that realm.
How strong the rest of the East is considered. I could see them being up around 43 and a half.
Well, because you have Atlanta.
They went Miami, 44 and 38 this year.
Miami might make a move. The
what,
Magic
what
are going
ends up,
nowhere.
What do the 76ers do? Do they run it back?
I don't think they have a lot of options.
They
I think they're going to run it back.
And then how healthy are they going to actually be?
Nobody's taking Paul George and Embiid's contract.
No. And you're not moving Maxey, and you're not moving Edgecombe.
No.
Because that's who you're going to build around for years to come.
But Minnesota, The Clippers are in this, right? Because they didn't get an ABA
title. Yeah, Clippers
title.
Are in it, too.
Yeah.
But then they're the Clippers.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Great mail sack, as always, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Sparta TRT. And whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge. Win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. Let's wrap it up. Get you set for your Tuesday night in the world of sports. What are we watching? The World Cup's going on again today. We'll close it up next on The Fan.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Welcome back in. Final one for us on a Tuesday. It's been a fun little show today. Never quite know what you're going to stumble into. But we stumbled into a lot today. Tomorrow is a very big day on the program because it is Jason Swigart's last day.
Well, not like his last day.
We don't know. Is he coming back? Is he staying in Italy?
He's too addicted to this.
He'll figure out a way to call Pilots games from an Italian coast
somewhere. He'll never leave this. He will be 80
years
old.
He's doing them remote anyways. He's not traveling with the team. He's doing condo casts. He's hanging out in Italy calling Pilots games.
He will be giving updates.
The time difference. What time will that game start?
With his team, his teeth falling out.
I'll be nine hours ahead.
Okay. Last day. Are you excited? Have you mentally checked out yet?
Yes.
Not quite yet, but I'm almost there.
You're almost there.
Don't expect much tomorrow.
No, nothing's getting done. Nothing is happening.
I didn't expect much today, to be honest with you. Yeah, I don't blame you.
There's a difference between
can't stop
like,
it from coming.
You're
exactly.
God bless the beaver.
He's hoping that's his problem in Italy. When you're having like a 3-day weekend or whatever, like, hey, I'm just taking a day that we're going to the coast or, you know, something fun. And, you know, you can still have a good time on that trip. You don't mentally check out from work. You're just like, oh, look at that. Oh, okay. 3-day weekend. It kind of dawns on you.
Yeah. There's about a 24-hour span in the middle where you sort of forget about it for the moment.
You totally do.
But at the start, you're like, okay, is everything fine? Did I forget to do anything important? And then towards the end of it, you're like, okay.
When I went to Hawaii, I just remember that last, because you were out the week before. We took the 2 weeks off. You were gone for a week, and then I was gone for a week. Traded vacations, and I just remember that Friday feeling being like, dude, I'm getting on a bird in 48 hours
from Hawaii. I'm going to give all the takes.
I don't have a care in the world. What do you guys want to talk about? Let's do it, man. We'll get through the show today. We'll find a way.
Once we get, so we have a quick flight to Seattle, then it's direct from Seattle to Rome.
I am so tired of that nonsense.
The Seattle trip.
I am so tired of the Seattle flight.
Their airport sucks.
Their airport blows. It's not good. Nobody wants to go to the Seattle airport.
Aren't we called Portland International Airport?
How are we not rerouting these flights to Portland? We have a better airport than they do.
My brother-in-law just went to Taiwan. Guess what he had to do? He had to go to freaking Seattle.
You got to fly to Seattle first.
Well, it's actually better, though, than flying like somewhere to Chicago or New York or D.C.
I mean, that
it's better than flying from Portland to your destination.
Well, so you on a long flight prefer to have it one long flight, not broken up in twos, get out and stretch
we're leaving,
your
legs? The flight leaves Seattle kind of dinner time.
Yeah.
So I would hate then to be in an airport on the East Coast at midnight, 1 a.m, having to flight changes.
Yeah, I see that.
Plus, it's another chance for your luggage to get messed up, all that sort of stuff.
Give me a straight shot.
You just wanted the straight shot.
Straight shot.
I mean, if there were any direct flights from Portland to Rome, we would have been all over it.
Oh, of course. They
there
just don't,
are not any. That
Seattle.
Was the closest thing that we could get.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow's his last day. We'll see what kind of effort and focus we get from Swag tomorrow.
Well, I had
on
this
the show.
My brother-in-law is he's obsessed with staying on a boat right now.
Okay.
And so he shoots me, "Hey, do you want to stay on a sailboat?"
Like he wants just to go sleep on a boat?
He wants to like have like a sailboat. He wants all of us to rent it and stay on it.
Oh, okay.
A sailboat or a yacht?
You can get pretty big sailboats.
I think it's a sailboat, but it sleeps 12 people.
Yeah, you can find sailboats that have a big undercarriage.
It's got a captain. And anyways, he goes through this. He tells
Who's the
me
captain?
The, tells me the, I don't know. Not us.
I'd be captain now.
And he tells me the price, and my jaw drops, and I go, I think I'd rather just...
For renting a sailboat?
Yeah, and you know, he's really into, he's a
if
boat
it's
guy.
Got a crew and you're ordering food.
No, you bring your own food.
Oh, okay.
Bring your own food, but do they sail the boat for you? Or do I have to sail?
They
the
have
boat?
Somebody. Yeah, they have a captain that sails.
They have a guy that takes.
So
care
I'm already
of it.
Kind of like, we have a random guest with us, and I know he's a professional sailor man. But
I did that. I have some family who has a boat up in the Seattle area, and we once took one. We went on a summer trip to like the San Juan Islands. And
that's actually where it is.
Yeah.
He wants to stay on a sailboat in the San Juan Islands.
A dope trip.
Really?
It was a ton of fun. It's like a whole different world up there, these little islands, and everybody's on their boat. I think it was, if I remember correctly, I was in high school, I think, maybe.
I just want to see the orcas.
Yeah, I mean, you're just up there. There was little mopeds that you could rent and like drive around the island. That was super fun. You're out just chilling on the boat at nighttime. Everybody's like got, it's basically like a tailgate for boats, if that makes sense, like because everybody's sleeping on their boat. So there's like a fireworks show and a performance.
Well, he says you go out, and I'm like, how far out am I going? Can I still see the land from the boat? Because that would make me feel better.
Right, you want to see a piece of land.
Because I'm not a cruise guy. I'm an anti-cruise ship guy.
I'm the same way, too. It's a little bit different for me when I'm with family, but I understand that point. We're out here in the deep blue sea.
But the price he was giving me, I'm like, aren't we better served to just get a beachfront house in Cannon Beach in August when we know the weather's going to be immaculate?
Stay on the coast.
Like, literally out the back door, we're on the sand like we just did. Like, I'd rather, I think, spend the money for that.
Yeah, that's a tough one. The San Juan Island trip was a lot of fun, but also Cannon Beach front side, like, walk out of your back porch and you're on the beach is pretty tough.
It's hard to beat that,
man. It's pretty tough to beat as well. Your Neighborhood Restaurant Group poll question of the day. They bring it to you every day on X and dinner tonight at one of their five locations. Sandy O's, Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse. If somebody calls themselves a historian, do they have to have a degree?
It ended up being yes, right?
The responses, as of right now, 66.7% of you are saying yes. You do have to have a degree. 33.3% are saying no. You do not have to have a degree. Mm. It's been a fun back and forth on our from our history buffs all day today, sparked by a text from a listener and somehow Sparta sleeping with each other. You know, that happened earlier in the show. What are we most interested in the world of sports today? We have four more World Cup games today.
Yo, we have Mbappe and Messi playing.
We have France versus Senegal. We have Iraq versus Norway.
Yeah.
Are only three? Am I only seeing three games today? I think three games today.
Argentina. No, there's one at 9. It kicks because it's midnight Eastern time, so they kick it to the next day.
Oh, okay. That's Argentina and Algeria.
Gotcha.
That one should be fun.
Who's playing at 9 o'clock?
Jordan.
Oh,
and
Austria. You're correct. Mm.
That's an odd way to do the
game.
9 p.m. at Santa Clara.
How can we not play earlier than 9 p.m. in Santa Clara?
That has to do with when the first game starts.
The TV window.
For whatever reason.
The comments from the Iranian coach?
I did not, no.
So they played?
They tied, right? Was there a draw? Drew?
They drew.
Drew did it.
And as soon as they got off the field, they were basically told to leave.
Really?
And that wasn't supposed to be what their itinerary was. And then they got shipped to Mexico.
Oh,
he's basically saying we're being super oppressed.
Yeah.
because we're...
I thought we got an agreement. I thought we got a deal done.
Got a signed, sealed, deliver the agreement for it to be an agreement.
I thought we have an art of a dealer.
We have an art of a dealer.
Okay.
He says he's got a great deal. The best deal you've ever seen in your life.
Well, one bit of good news at the end of the show. Chiefs players' T-shirts finally wore off or worked out. I can't talk today.
Yeah.
Rashee Rice is out of jail.
Yeah, he was filmed signing out.
He's been freed. Free Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
There you go. Good little show. If you missed it, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. Add Dirt and Sprague on Twitter as well. And we'll tweet it out here as soon as we are done. Thank you so much, everybody, for being a part of our Tuesday. Fun little show. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm, Harrison Meringue, is next. You're listening, 1051 FM The Fam.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.